You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Definitely excited to all the people that are popping around and everything going, and you get to see so many cool people in the industry. And today I got a really great group of guys that are have in their own individuality really cool stories. We got Jared from Wicked Mortar, we got Danny from Cannabis Club TV, and we got Timothy from
CNBC, Financial TV, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, possibly.
We got the full lineup.
Definitely
the full lineup. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you. Great show.
So, Danny, what made you like? What were you doing before you got into the cannabis industry?
Trying to do as little as possible, but I worked for the
Come
NBA.
Come on, Danny, you need to dispel the myth about a bunch of slackers in the same
His
room.
Motto is
I wanted
do
to
less.
Hear something.
Do yeah. less. Do, I worked for the, less. I actually worked in this exact hotel for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, no way. Yeah, Shout out to the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. And how long was that going for?
Just about 4 years until I stumbled upon Cannabis Club TV.
Okay, so how did this stumbling and what happened?
Well, it's a kind of a boring story, but I was selling digital concourse at the Warriors, and I had an opportunity to work with Tommy Chong, and we put the two together, and Cannabis Club TV was born.
And Tommy obviously has a lot of influence, obviously.
When he's
shout out to Tommy.
Super high, it's awesome.
And Cannabis Club TV, what are you guys in dispensaries, or what's the deal?
Yeah, so we run an in-dispensary broadcast network with about 40 different channels of content. And we're in 10 states, about 116 locations, broadcasting about 1 million videos a month.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of videos. Yeah, it's a lot of content to manage.
A lot of bandwidth to pay for.
Now, are you having people submit a lot of that stuff, or you guys have to film all the content that you guys have?
So we work with content providers across 14 different categories of content, and we don't pay for their content. They pay for it themselves, and we co-monetize together.
So let's give a shout-out to some of the guys that you have doing some content.
Civilized. Is a big channel.
Civilized, yeah, very big.
Dank City is a good channel.
Dank City, that sounds interesting.
Bovita has her own channel.
Dank City. Dank or Dink?
Dank.
Yeah. The city of Dank.
Just needed to clarify that.
Super Deluxe is another one.
Bovita, those are our boys that keep your cannabis fresh.
Yes.
Shout out to our guys at Bovita.
There's going
to
be a Wick and Mortar channel.
There is a Wick and Mortar channel, actually, already. Yeah. It's being launched next week.
Nice. Yep. And Jared, why don't we segue into that? What is Wick and Mortar?
The master of the mic over there.
What is Wick and Mortar? Okay, well, Wick and Mortar, you know, we are a cannabis-focused branding agency with 10 years of experience working in the space, specifically with cannabis companies. When I started, it was primarily because I felt like the industry as a whole was not very attractive.
Sure.
And we're still working our way towards, you know, becoming a more attractive and presentable industry.
And it's hard to go to traditional companies to try to advertise because cannabis can conflict with a lot of morality and morality clauses, right?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, when I started, cultivators didn't want to be branded. You know, they delivered, you know, cannabis in duffel bags, and that was it. At the time, I was only working with dispensaries, and so clearly a lot has changed. We're sitting here on a radio show at a cannabis convention.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
On a cannabis lifestyle radio station, which is interesting. And Timothy, from a news perspective, right? Cannabis wasn't something that was really too talked about, a few years ago. And what created such an acceptability for news to really want to cover it? Because before it was like taboo.
Yeah, first of all, am I in trouble? Because my mom calls me Timothy, so I kind of feel
Just kidding. You want to be respectful.
By the way, I love the radio format is a lot more powerful than TV, as we all know. And I'm not just saying that, so it's great to be doing this. And I think as it relates to the cannabis sector, so the part of the TV kind of news world that I come from is financial TV.
Okay,
In the context of the businesses that are being crafted, you know, effectively overnight, and yet a blueprint, a game plan that has followed we've seen this happen in other new asset classes, sectors, et cetera. So from the financial side of it, first of all, it's a lot easier for people to rationalize that conversation. So even if they're not believers, they are people that you know get that there is this massive economic movement, that there's this entire new sector with subsectors and verticals that are no different than investing in consumer products and retail and consumption and technology, which is why it's really cool to be here, essentially in the Valley area and where tech is born as a New Yorker. To see, it's not surprising that what's going on in cannabis out here is a much more evolved, high-tech version of what goes on the East Coast.
Yeah, so, and it's kind of crazy because, like, New York, let's say where you're from, even though they have medical, I believe they can't buy flower, right? It can only be pill-versioned, right? Which is interesting. And it's probably so crazy to see as you're going from state to state, looking at how different people look at cannabis generally, or even have this. I mean, you hear about these dispensaries and there's soda and edibles and this and all this stuff, but when you're in New York and you don't physically see that, you can't walk into a store and actually see these crazy things. It's really hard to comprehend it. Right?
No, I think most people walk in the streets in New York, really, despite being aware of what's going on in full legal states, know that they have no concept. And it is, this is the cool thing about it from a, changing consumption tastes and all these dynamics that are affecting why we're seeing the big strategics getting involved and playing defense in these core industries. But you know, I'm not a young man. Andrew.
Really?
And so my point is that at age 52, the consumption trends,
All
right, now look, I'm doing fine. But my point is that the way the millennials like yourself are consuming
I'm actually Gen X.
What does that mean, by the way? What is
Generation
Gen X? No, I mean I know what it stands for. Describe just the essence of a Gen Xer.
So
if
I were to describe it, they were broken up by age ranges. We actually looked this all up, which was interesting. So the baby boomers actually lasted for almost 18 years. And then the year spread after that went to about 14 years for Gen X. But then they put in a small section called Xennials.
Wow.
And then you had Gen Y, which is another 12-year span. And then you're getting to Millennials. And actually now they call the new generation the Alpha Generation. And And that's only going to last five years.
Well, it's because they're so much more intuitive when it comes to technology than any of us have ever been.
Yeah.
And the gap of technology and ranges and culture that's affected by that have been rapidly growing.
Right.
At a much more rapid rate. But what it means is I'm 45, so I'm a little bit
under
the ranges.
But I asked you really what the essence of a Gen Xer was. You didn't answer that question.
I want to hear
how you identify yourself in the context of your
I would say we were the group that just caught technology as it was starting, had that feeling where when we were young and you had to call a girl, we didn't have a cell phone, we had a fucking pager.
I remember that too.
And you had to have the balls.
Sweaty palms, dude.
You had to have the balls to call and
get the old man.
Can I talk to your daughter? And blah blah blah. Like,
were you hanging up? Were you hanging up on the old man once in a while?
Hell no.
The
trick was to get a female to call for you. And then you switch out as soon as it
gets on. You know what? That's
some old school.
That's like intent to defraud.
Who did you have
right
do that?
There,
your sister? Is your sister helping out?
Is Elizabeth there?
Oh, that's good.
Hilarious.
I'm sorry. I think I took us way off track.
That's
my bad.
It's okay.
Are we still talking about cannabis?
We're talking about Gen X. And the thing is that we got into that technology but knew what it was like to be a lot more social because you had to, and that technology wasn't influencing social influence, so I think we were able to catch it but also be part of that technology. So I kind of feel like Gen X got a little bit of a blend of like both things, whereas the generation started going up more, especially these new ones, all they know is technology and things being done for them,
Right. I think a Gen Xer did the 2 for $5 or buy a lid. Right?
Yeah.
That was your denomination for a week.
Actually, lids were before me, even. That's like baby boomers. Definitely, for sure.
Lids.
That's so funny. Yeah, you could just hold it by your fingers, and then you knew that was a lid. Which is
I don't
great.
Know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Conversation.
So I'm going to break it down to you. When they used to weigh bud back then, instead of having a scale, you knew you had an ounce because if you hold four fingers. and you knew that the bud went to about there. It was called the lid, so it was like a code word for an ounce back in the day.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. We just used nickel and dime bags in my high school cafeteria.
Two for fives were the favorite.
How about the
mine.
Deering scale? Remember those little? That may be really dating myself, but it was a very inaccurate little plastic thing that sometimes you were maybe other substances were more appropriately being weighed there.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
But that one I don't remember.
You know, the Deering scale. Folks at home, you need to look that up.
The Deering scale.
It's a relic.
Jared, what are some of the other companies you've been repping and stuff?
Aurora Cannabis. We just brought them on, which is pretty awesome. They're great.
You guys were, I could have sworn I saw you guys promoting or went down to the Bong Museum or the
camp or whatever, in Vegas. So, you know, we had a really awesome opportunity early on to film Jason, also known as the Jerome Baker Glass Blowing
Team. Shout out
to
JBD.
He's part
of Purple Haze.
So, hung out with Jason and JJ Walker, in Seattle as they were blowing the 24-foot bong. I was with my boy James Zahadny. He's one of the co-founders of Dope. And we were just hanging out, you know, just bullshitting. And, one thing led to another. And JJ was telling us that he was having a bit of a hard time kind of developing the brand. And they needed it done pretty quickly. So, I just...
Did they paint my boy Gear Duran painted a giant Jimi Hendrix, I think, in front of it?
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome. So,
sweet.
Yeah, so we... So they engaged us to help them develop the branding and the website. And then, we went down and, we filmed the whole experience. And so you could go on our YouTube and check out the whole grand opening
or on
experience.
Cannabis Club TV next week.
Oh,
that's tight.
Speaking of Hendrix, I got to get a selfie of me and Hendrix in the background.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, get the Hendy.
That's why we're Purple Haze. Jimmy's brother, his kids and family are part of our company.
Right on.
And then
we're working with this other company called Melix, which is really cool, given the fact that what they do is they test your genetic markers. So they test your DNA to determine what terpene profiles will pair best with your genetic markers.
Wow.
It's incredible. And it'll tell you potency ranges. I mean, really everything that... it's really everything that the cannabis can truly do for you.
And Tim, are you working on acquisitioning this? Like, what do you got in your portfolio? What are you doing right now?
Yeah, so we're investing in public and private companies on behalf of our clients, and I also sit on the board of a handful of companies in an advisory role, including Cannabis Club TV, Green Organic Dutchman, a couple other folks. And the point is that there's a lot of different ways that investors come to me as someone that is, they hear every night on CNBC from 5 to 6 p.m. That was a little pitch, by the way, folks.
Pretty
smooth, right?
I'm not as much of a news person, but I'm going to watch now just because I had you on here. I'm going to go check you out.
Right. We're there talking about markets, and therefore, I get a lot of inquiry from people that are very interested in how I've been looking at a sector that I like to believe is not that different than how I approached investing in new asset classes at various times in my career. So that's kind of how I've approached it. And I think, obviously it is evolving rapidly, and I think investors need to be very careful about who they're investing with. They've got everybody coming to them and their brother looking for $50 to $50,000 to $500,000 to, hey man, which of these stocks in the OTC market should I go buy? And my buddy says, this 10 center is going to be a 10 bagger. It's like, it's ridiculous. And you have to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
And I think that's really our biggest responsibility right now.
Because let's be honest, right? A lot of the guys, a lot of the investors watching CNBC, they got portfolios, they got strong corporate businesses, strong corporate structures, maybe dabbled in a little smoking here and there, but now all of a sudden they want to put all this money into the industry. The problem is that, and I don't know how much you've seen it, but there's a lot of trust that these investors are putting into someone who comes, even if he smokes weed and says he's an expert.
Master grower.
Now,
I grew it in my garage, and I'm going to make money.
I'm a master grower, but I grew it in the garage. What about warning, or how does the true investor not fall for that because they have no fucking clue?
You hire
about
a commercial grower.
You know what I'm saying? Like, realistically. But I'm not just talking about growers. I'm just talking about people running around the cannabis industry that I'm an expert at this or I'm a this or this. It doesn't have to be growing.
Well,
it could be security. It could be whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
investors, you can do your homework. There's certainly opportunities to look at the profile of the companies that you're investing in the public markets. I mean, there's basic disclosure obligations, and you can see if a company's got I don't want to get too wonky on financial terms here, but I mean, if some company's got $1 billion market cap and they've got no revenue, and it seems to be mostly a capital markets fabrication from really smooth dudes that spent a lot of time on Wall Street,
sure,
and they don't really have a product and they don't really have a brand, be careful. And also, you can look at the legal structure of some of these companies. Yep. There's a lot of cross ownership between a lot of the big companies.
What about these guys that go, say they're going to do these big projects, raise a bunch of money from guys like yourself, but just blow it on salary,
right,
traveling around,
yep,
I got to learn this, I got to learn that, and then they're fucking living plush off this money, and like you said, never putting something out.
Dude, Andrews, you sound like there's a little bit of hate there. You dropped an F-bomb. I'm guessing, did you get pilfered on one of these deals?
No, we're uncensored. No, but I know lots of guys that do.
No doubt.
I run into lots of guys. Yeah, we're uncensored.
Fuck.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, come on, baby.
That's unlike NBC and the other things.
Yeah, I'm not going to swear. I'm just not going to swear, no matter what you do to me right now.
You got to maintain the image, Tim.
He's got it.
All right,
lip-syncing swear words right now.
I am. You see your hand gestures. That's why it's radio. I think it's like a lot of things. It sounds simple, but do your work. And investing in first-class management teams is more important sometimes than investing in a first-class product. I know that sounds crazy, but it is more important to have that level of trust and that level of execution and people that are not just big thinkers, but they're actually operationally sound and proficient professionals. That's critical, because there's a lot of dreamers out there.
Absolutely. And Jared, did you like the hemp museum or whatever it was in Vegas?
I love it. Yeah, oh yeah. Cannabis museum's great. Yeah, it's got a lot of it's mainly based off of Instagrammable moments. So you'll literally have an opportunity to get your picture taken with a number of different things, ranging from a 24-foot bong to a nug you can hug.
Oh, man, nice. A nug you can hug.
Yeah.
So, Tim, you got any shout-outs or anybody you want to say hello to? I know that you got to pop off. You got such a crazy busy schedule.
I just, all those folks that watch Fast Money, I bet you could have some good crossover with your audience. And not only do we appreciate that, but, bottom line is this is a topic that I think the broader public is going to continue to be paying more attention to. So just for all those folks that are out there watching us and trusting us to help them understand a little bit more about the markets. Our whole thing is we're Wall Street professionals, but we're trying not to talk over their heads.
And
bottom line is, our show is watched by professionals in the industry. It's also watched by mom and pop. And that's truly an honor. And it's kind of humbling, because we are in a position to really influence how people spend their hard-earned or invest their hard-earned money. So thanks to those folks, and thanks for giving us your trust.
Yeah, man, thank you so much, and I'm glad that you put your foot forward, because I know a lot of people do trust what you have to say, because you have a strong voice that people take as a legitimate voice. So I know you had to take a great step into coming into a taboo industry and letting shed some light to people that deserve to come into this industry.
Perceptions
and
are changing dramatically, but thank you.
Thank you so much, bro. Thank you, man.
Right.
And I'm going to chat with you guys a little bit more, Danny.
Sure.
Let's wrap it up, talk a little bit more. So, Danny, tell me, how many stores are you guys in with Cannabis TV?
116 stores across the nation.
Totally. And 116 stores. And how many products are being advertised, or how many different things, let's say, are going on the channel?
We have about 115 actually advertisers. So we do 10 states. Obviously, California is probably our biggest.
Sure.
We got brands like Candescent, Flav, Select.
And what states are you in, so people know if they cruise into the dispensaries, they might see
Jared's home state of... I did that last time we were together,
too. I don't know. Do I seem like a Jeremy?
No. Jared's... We're in Washington, Oregon, California.
He was thinking of Pearl Jam.
No, I was thinking of Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. He still rolls around. I see that motherfucker all the
time.
Dude,
he's... It's still pulling it. I can't believe it, actually.
It's almost disgusting.
Yeah. You can't get too close to him. Yeah. So anyways, California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Colorado, Michigan, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And to your point, like, there's a ton of content that's like, oh, here comes Harry Mack.
We got Harry Mack.
Harry Mack in the building.
We got a guy rapping over.
Here we go. Hear this guy. He's hilarious.
He's pretty rad.
They're Harry Mack. Him over. So we got Harry Mack rolling through. You can hear him.
We'll just kind of roll through it.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, Harry Mack. That's fucking wild.
For the top, this is the mic I'ma choose, yeah, to kill a show. You know that's what I do, right? And when you ever seen a rapper holding two mics, we got one that's just for the God to blast. The one on the right is for the broadcast. Everybody here, all the girls and boys, New West, everybody please make some noise.
Yeah, we got you, bro.
We got
some rapping going down. U.S. Summit is always a lot of fun, and you guys just caught
such
some crazy live shit. Just go there. That's fucking hilarious.
That was awesome.
That was
totally random and spontaneous. So,
super random and spontaneous.
Super provocative. Yes. I like it.
I love it. So Jared, what's the next thing? Where are you cruising around? What do you got next?
So we've got this really cool project we're working on with Pacific Expediters right now. They're a distribution company out of California, and they just brought us on actually to film and document Humboldt County, their harvest, and really help them pay homage to what is to be an appellation. So, you know, really understanding their process, the dry farming, the microclimates, and just really the Humboldt County way and culture, I think, is really, really important.
And let's talk about that. For the layman and those who are listening, and a lot of people don't know as much about the cannabis industry, a lot of people have heard of Humboldt, California, which is what we consider the epicenter of the starting of the activists and the guys that really put that, you know, foot forward to start growing weed in black market and then and then medical and then now in recreational.
And there's still so many black market growers there. I mean, there's
absolutely
thousands of farms. I had no idea when going out there that there were thousands of farms.
Yeah, and some of them were pretty some of them were sketchy. You got guys living in the fields where the crops
are with
guns and and fucking wild gates and signs that are just like, don't come in there, motherfucker.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I mean, man, I'll tell you,
all crazy shit.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell that story?
We're going to tell that story.
The story
of Humboldt.
But the stories that we heard, though, were so moving. I shit you not. There were a couple of tears that fell down. When you see another man cry, it's like, fuck, that's deep, you know?
Well, and they went through some shit up there.
They went through some shit.
They laid it. I mean, the reason we even have an industry is primarily due to Humboldt.
Humboldt definitely helped pave many
ones
ways.
That paved the way and also, you know, paved the way to prison to a lot of the guys who fell hard. You know, look at Lake County, Eddie Lepp. You guys knew a guy who originally was a crazy activist, knew Eddie, had the balls. He had about 20,000 patients, but decided to add another 20,000 more plants than he was supposed to. And was very ballsy. And I remember being one of the biggest, like, raids or whatever it was in American history. It was like 40,000 plants they had to eradicate. They had helicopters and fire trucks.
And there's still a crazy law on the books. Like, if you have too many plants, they can actually give you the death penalty.
What?
Yeah, you got to look that up, man.
What the fuck?
Bill Clinton.
That's fucking wild.
Hey, Bill Clinton put that shit in the law. I'm not even kidding you.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I think it's like 100,000 plants they can give you the death penalty. This is back in the day.
Wow.
Bill Clinton? Yeah, what the fucking, fuck were you thinking?
Nuts.
You know he smoked some. That's actually kind of what I want to do now is go smoke some weed.
I know, that would be a nice thing.
Yeah. That's something we probably should go do, take a little break.
Break.
You guys,
weed break?
Give some final shout-outs. What do you give a website, Instagram, everything?
You know, check us out, wickandmortar.com. Not brick and mortar, but wick and mortar.
Absolutely.
And then you can follow us on Instagram, at wick and mortar, and pretty much the same for every other social media account.
Hell yeah. And then you guys show a lot of stuff on YouTube, like all the different videos.
Yeah, we've got a ton of video content we've got on YouTube. It's also on our website. You know, definitely check out some, you know, the awesome clients that we've been working with. Melix, Dragonfly, they're a cryptocurrency company we've been working with, which is phenomenal. A great group of people. Cannabition, the Cannabis Museum, check it out. Yep. That is going to be awesome.
Hell yeah.
And then, you know, just stay tuned for this project we're working on with Pacific Expediters and the Humboldt County story we're going to help tell.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, Danny, any shout out? Cannabis?
Yeah,
Club TV. Is there, if you're not in a dispensary, can guys log in just to see the content or
absolutely
anything?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, cannabisclub.tv. You can either watch it, whatever your favorite dispensary is, or you can watch it on its own.
Okay,
and,
nice.
Instagram is at cannabisclubtv.
Okay, great.
Check
and
us
is
out.
There any subscriptions or anything for people that want to view the content?
It's free to everyone.
See, free.
Free content
Magic.
For everybody.
Word is free. Check it all out.
And just
out.
Shout out to the brands.
The only thing it costs is your time.
Yeah, just to sit there and watch it.
Just sit there and watch it.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So shout out to the brands and shout out. These guys are, you know,
killing
Jared's
it.
Building like some amazing stories. And
appreciate
that's what
that,
we
homie.
Need. That's what we need for our network.
Yeah.
So
more
works
education.
Really well.
Appreciate that.
More people get to know that this plant is not an evil thing, but has so many wonderful benefits.
Yeah. Yes.
And stimulates the economy. So. Let's go smoke some chronic, get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're here back at the Cannabis Convention. Super psyched to be with Kyle Turley. You actually, like, killed it as far as the cannabis industry. You started a few years ago, right, with a bunch of guys starting to talk about cannabis and how it affects football players. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, so, you know, my personal experience, you know, drew me to understand that there was a medicinal side to this plant that could help me, you know, deal with a lot of issues that I was personally dealing with and pain and a lot of mental issues, a lot of neurological issues. Playing a sport of football, there's a price to pay.
Absolutely.
You know, so literal, you know, serious things like vertigo constantly, migraine headaches off the charts constantly, and light sensitivity and all these things that, you know, we as athletes, we endure in these contact sports, and then you go talk to your doctor and it's just pill.
Yeah.
And those things have some serious consequences in and of their own right in a very negative way that have really ruined our community, and I experienced that personally. And so cannabis, as I say it, and still to this day, if it killed me tomorrow, which I'd be the first person in the history of the world apparently, because cannabis has killed no one, it saved my life, period.
I've
had the last 5 years of my life just be amazing.
Now, did you started it, the group, and kind of got into this? What year was it exactly?
No, it was about, years ago.
About 4 years ago.
Yeah,
and you started hitting all the different cannabis conventions. I remember seeing you touring around. Was it called, what did you call the group? Was it called the Gridiron?
Gridiron Cannabis Coalition.
Yeah, Gridiron Cannabis. Yeah. Now, you still have it?
Yeah, we still do. You know, it's just t-shirts and hats, man, and just say something about it. We don't, it's not like we for warriors, you know. Those guys, it's military. They really stick together. They've got a lot of guys all over.
Football
players are real scattered. You know, our numbers aren't that great, and so areas.
But you were able to. This is the thing. There's a stigma. Around cannabis.
Those numbers decided, make it less. So our community's small, but
absolutely.
It's growing large because of the original guys that stood up: Eben Britton, Nate Jackson, Ricky Williams, myself, Jim McMahon. You know, we got together in Arizona. And went to a convention together. I was doing it on my own, and then I said, you know what, we need to rally this around a group united effort and raise our voices, and that'll encourage other sports and athletes to do it, and that's what's happened.
And do you feel that impact has been growing and growing every year? Were you afraid of doing it in the beginning? Were you afraid that you're going to get some like blowback because cannabis does have that weird taboo negativeness? You know what I mean?
In little ways, I guess. Yes, you know, just because For me, I was a first round draft pick. You know, I abstained up until my second year in the NFL from doing anything other than what the doctors would prescribe. And sure. Unfortunately, that's what got me to cannabis, was that none of those were working. Okay. And someone offered me cannabis in the NFL. Okay. And the NFL policies on testing are only once a year for street drugs. So I knew that I'd already taken that test, and I gave cannabis its try for the first time when I was like 22-3, my second year in the NFL.
Okay.
Dealing with a lot of issues on and off the field. You know, the game has its problems.
Absolutely.
I knew immediately this was something that could help me, and it did for all that time of my career over 10 years, and the opportunities I had to use cannabis, which was sporadic because I was in Louisiana.
Absolutely.
I was in Kansas. I was in Missouri.
Wow.
You know, Arizona before marijuana, and so it's hit and miss, and you didn't know what strains you had, but I knew every now and then things would come along and they'd be different than others. So I knew there was this other component to cannabis that spoke to different strains that I started hearing about, and these different names.
Sure,
and stuff.
Sure.
You don't remember those names when you're in these other states. You're just like, you got weed, cool. I need weed because it's so random. You know,
absolutely.
Even still to this day,
absolutely.
It's crazy.
And did you start doing your own line of products then, or what did you branch out to? First, it was education, right? Telling everybody about why it was a benefit, why it helps athletes. Okay, but did you start branding it and start putting out some stuff, or no?
For me, this is it's perfect. It's all purpose driven. Everything that I'm doing in this is all purpose driven.
Okay.
And that's to legalize marijuana, period.
Oh, okay.
End of the
okay.
day. What's my purpose in that? Legalize marijuana, period.
That's
across
awesome.
The board.
For sure.
For everyone. And just as anything else, this should have its opportunity for a free country to have its free choice in medicine.
Absolutely.
And my experience in this has proven that there is no such thing as recreational marijuana. You don't use it for recreation.
Yes. Yeah.
It is. You use it to clear your mind. You use it to clear your head. You use beer as a medicine. You use whiskey as a medicine. People choose to use these things in excess, and then they become recreational for some reason. That's just unfortunate, because that just speaks more to these addictions and abuse and all these things, to the problems that are really going on. And how do we fix those? We need cannabinoids to speak to our cannabinoid system. And as you learned about that, as I learned about that, I couldn't. I mean, I'm a facts-driven guy.
Absolutely.
What does it take to get to the National Football League?
Sure.
When I get there at San Diego State as a freshman, okay, who do I look to? Marshall Faulk. Boom. Okay.
Okay.
Let me look at this guy. Let me see what he does. Boom, 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 boom. Let me now follow his path and get there, which is what I did, okay? And then I get to there and I say, wow, Willie Rofe, this guy's all pro. He's everything. He's the best thing. How do I become that? And I watch and I study and I do that, and I become an all pro. So in this regard, my life was at risk. I was contemplating suicide constantly.
Oh, really?
Unbelievably depressed.
Now, because of medicine or because of career? Or
both.
Really?
You know, this inherency in our sport with a brain disease. It's a contact sport.
Sure.
You can't deny that, from dementia pusillistica to CTE and what we have today in football, and what has been discovered that our brains experience, to PTSD. These are all traumatic brain injury related diseases.
Absolutely.
And the only thing that any government has in the world as far as a neuroprotectant and a patent on such, there's no other patented substance on the planet, in any government, in anywhere in the world, there's not one patented substance for neuroprotection other than cannabis.
Sure. Exactly.
There's one patent in the entire universe that humans have chosen to file a patent for.
Yeah.
As a neuroprotectant.
Wow.
Cannabinoids.
Now, do you take CBD pills and stuff, or what
do
you?
I take probably about 150 milligrams of CBD a day at least.
Yes, now that's great.
About, if not 200.
Awesome.
Pure CBD and added terpenes.
Full spectrum or just mainly?
I started a CBD company, neuroxpf.com.
Shout out.
I don't care to, drop the plug, but you know, at the end of the day, what I saw, I guess, to answer that question in a long-winded answer is not just the need for me to talk about this, but for me to be about this. And I didn't I used to not, I used to worry more about getting involved in the THC market, and then I discovered CBD and the opportunity in that, and then found some partners and cultivators that are doing it next level on the hemp side.
Sure.
And unbelievably pure extractions, took that to laboratories, took that to testing, made sure that this was the same thing as the full plant extract as far as when it comes to CBD and terpenes, and it is, and these cannabinoids can be you know, produced now, like
now
it's everywhere
stuff,
in America.
The stuff you're doing can ship anywhere? Is it
anywhere, 50
hemp?
States.
That's
it's all
awesome.
And
what's the website?
NeuroXPF.com, Extreme Performance Fuel for this extreme conversation.
And what kind of products you got?
It's just a full line of CBD products directed towards sports.
Let's give a shout out. What kind of stuff?
Well, it's
what
directed towards sports.
Creams?
We've got a muscle rub.
Muscle rub? Nice.
Yeah, we've got all of our tinctures that everybody else has. We've got some gummies that are hopefully replacing that sugar that you're getting from a Gatorade.
Nice.
And you can replace it with an all-natural gummy with CBD.
Are the tinctures based moods this? Like, what do you have different types of tinctures? Or is it just one kind?
They're all different as far as forms of reception. We have a water-soluble product. We've got an MCT oil product. I made a pre-mixed drink, a 4-ounce shooter, all this nanotechnology
and
that's out there now.
For the layman who don't understand a lot about cannabis, let alone what is he talking about, nanotechnology, break it down.
Well, nanotechnology came into the mainstream not too long ago and allows for the opportunity to have molecules electrolyzed and expanded. So whether that's a CBD molecule or a hydrogen or water molecule, you could expand that from just being one to hundreds or thousands, depending on how much electricity you can inject into this liquid form.
Oh, wow.
And that's that nano process. And what that does is allow for ultimate absorption rate.
Okay, great.
Very rapid.
So let's give an example. If you take a pill, it only can absorb a certain amount, right?
Unless
you nanoize
it. Exactly. Because of the process and how it has to go through your system.
Okay.
Nanoizing an element makes it unbelievably rapidly absorbed. So through the wall of your esophagus as you drink a liquid into your stomach, the entire contents or liquid, our 4-ounce shooter is the exact same equivalent as hydration in studies to drinking an entire gallon of water.
Really?
Because you waste none of it. None of it gets wasted. You don't pee any of it out.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, you don't pee any of it out. It's 100% absorbed.
Oh, wow.
Our athletes that are drinking these nano products are saying they don't have to drink water through competition.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, it's all science. It's we have to understand our cannabinoid system,
You're telling me that the body essentially, like let's say I just chugged down a huge bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
Without nanotizing it or whatever it is, I'm going to piss most of it out.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Now, if I took your, let's say, same bottle, same equivalent, right, but it was completely nanoed.
Yep.
You're saying that a lot of it would be absorbed and you wouldn't, piss a lot of it out.
100%
of it.
Yeah, because it expands the molecule to where it is so soluble that it's absorbed through the walls of your gum lining, to your esophagus, and as you're ingesting a nanoized product, it is immediately being absorbed.
Dude, that is awesome, man. Yeah. Any shout outs, any friends and family, anybody you want to give a shout out to, my brother?
Nah, man, just all of my boys out there standing up for this plant, extremely proud of all of them, and all the different sports that this has transcended to now have the athletes at this table. You know, what I saw was just unfortunately a group of people that were getting trodden upon, that were saying amazing things, truthful things, and I couldn't stand by any longer and allow that to happen. You know, being 6'5", 300 pounds, and Kyle Mother Effing Turley.
Yeah,
you
you're
know,
a big motherfucker.
I having this experience, I couldn't sit quiet, you know?
Sure.
And so I had to stand alongside all these great people from, you know, Jim McAlpine and the great work he's done
Absolutely.
Here with the New
Shout
West Summit.
To Jim.
To all the folks and Jill and everybody that works at these, and they've done it for the, since the beginning when these things were in little hovel rooms, and you know, we were going. I was going to these conferences in like sheds and stuff,
and look at now.
Telling my story, you know. And now we're taking over convention centers, you know.
Hell so, yeah, bro.
The wave is building, man. It's awesome to see. So just shout outs to everybody standing up for this plant.
Thank you, brother.
Yes,
thank you for coming on Purple Haze Radio. Thank you for being the person that you are. And, you know, I hope that it really helps people. And I really hope
it is.
That it helps a lot of athletes
it is.
Realize that you can get off those oxys, you know what I'm saying, and have something natural and beautiful that can help you and regulate you and help you through depression and problems and PTSD and neurology and all this stuff. And if it wasn't guys like you stepping out there, I don't know how long it would have taken before things would have changed.
Unfortunately, you know, that's the way the world works, you know. So hopefully, you know, we could continue to push the buttons, man, and everybody now, you know, having one group of that like us stand up again. Now this is transcended to so many other sports. All the surfers, you know, now Weed Maps has a whole sports division.
Wow.
You know, all these crazy things are happening.
Holy shit.
You know, from Steve Kerr, the head coach of the local Warriors, you know, up north here, you know. Is talking about it. A coach in the NBA, NBA championship coach, is saying he uses cannabis and telling people this because of all these other athletes now standing up. And hopefully, you know, people listen to this and encourage their other athletes.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to be ashamed no more, and you can put your name to this, and you'll find out there that you got a lot more friends than you thought.
Absolutely. I know that you're a busy guy and probably very popular and hard to get a hold of, but if somebody wanted to reach out, you got an Instagram or this or some kind of
man,
way somebody
no,
mentioned.
I'm everywhere, man. I'm all over, you know, Twitter, Instagram, the whole interweb, man. It's I do it.
Hit up my brother and let's fucking jam. Let's get out of here. Take a
Killer.
Little break.
Thank
all
you,
right,
bro.
Thank you, my bro.
All right.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.